This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Andy and Adrian.
Oh, one of my favourite shows on telly, Adrian.
You've been banging on about it for a while.
Oh, it's Rush.
Yes, okay. Sorry, can we do that again?
Oh.
One, two, three.
Rush.
Yes.
You got to say it really fast.
Yes.
And one of the stars of Rush is on the line, Jolene Anderson. Good morning.
Hello.
Look, I'm so excited to have you on the line because, as I said on the phone to you before, huge fan of you and huge fan of Rush, which is a great Aussie action-packed drama show. Do you feel proud to be part of it?
Very proud, actually. It's coming up really well this year. It looks amazing. So very proud.
Because it's quite a bit of a risk. Because let's be honest, Australian drama can be shit. And
how many cop shows are on television?
How many cop shows? You'd be thinking, oh, not really sure. But this one is leading the pack, and the ratings have been brilliant. It's actually a brilliant production, fantastic cast, incredible writing. You must be very proud.
Very proud. No, out of all the cop shows, I'm glad I chose this one.
Yeah, no, good choice.
And out of all the medical shows, glad
hey, there's a door opening there. The network needs to pick it up.
They need to pick up. There's a thread between the success of All Saints, the success of Rush.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's Jolene Anderson.
Yeah, and now you're doing a bit of play school as well.
Yep, children's ward. That's where I belong.
There you go. Kids, you know, I tell you what, amazing. Golden ticket for you. Now, Rush is, you know, a very action-packed show, lots of stunts and things like that. Before you join a show like that, do they do training with you in terms of how to hold a gun and be all sort of action and physical?
Yeah, they do. They do, which is good. And then sometimes you get out there and go, but it looks much cooler to hold it this way.
how funny.
Now, do you do your own stunts?
Most of them. When it comes to, you know, doing a 360 in the car, smacking into a bike or something.
You can't do that.
Oh, why not? I mean, it's high risk.
Break a nail.
Your insurance would never let you. But do you, when you're at home, it's just you and you're it's the middle of the night and you just go into the fridge to get a drink and then maybe go to the toilet and go back to your bed. Do you pretend that you're in a tactical response unit and that you're an officer? And do you kind of like skulk around the corners and like run to the thing? And do you, in your daily life, do you ever kind of pretend you're a tactical response officer? You so do, Jolene.
Yeah.
You so do.
Just imagine it.
She gets down low and goes, you know, does a drop and roll. I could just imagine it. I'm going to go to the fridge to get, you know, some milk. I'm going to drop and roll and do it.
I know. How could you not? It would be so much fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's just a fun show to be on, and it's fun because of the cast. Like Roger Corsa.
Oh, hilarious. Don't get us started on Roger Corsa. Now, it must be hard going to work, you know, each day and
ugly boys.
And working working next to the ugly boys. Yeah. Roger Corsa, what's he really like? Come on, dish the dirt.
Roger Corsa, he's actually quite a softy. Like, he's a big softy, but he, you know, I call him Mr. L.A. He looks like he belongs in L.A. on some show.
Now, in terms of the show, now it's coming back tonight, 8:30. What's in store for us?
Tonight's show, they kind of wrap up what happened at the end of last series. That's about it.
Well, we want to
have no bloody idea, do you?
Jolene, something very exciting happens in episode 9. Our producer, Liam, is an extra. He's the drug squad officer in the surveillance van. So
Have you got any tips for our producer, Liam, in terms of, you know, with his character and how to cope with, you know, obviously fame and fortune?
Fame.
I hate you too. I really hate you too.
Be nice to the extras.
Be nice,
yes,
to the extras. Yes,
because you don't know who they produce.
That's exactly right. Yes. Brilliant. Now, one more question I have for you, Jolene, is you won It Takes Two a little while ago. Any chance of an album?
No.
No?
I do miss singing, and I actually write music, but I don't think that it's good enough to I don't think it's good enough to be on an album.
Wow.
So no one's approached you, no record company's approached you at all?
A few years ago, yes. Yeah. And then I think I got bombarded with offers, with different sort of offers, and it kind of freaked me out a bit. And so instead of saying yes to the wrong project, I said no, and I've just stepped back from it a bit.
Wow. Yeah, fair
this
enough.
Is, and this, but this... on Play School.
You know, oh, do you?
Right. Hey, that's yeah. Song.
That's pretty cool. Now, did you do a little craft course before you took on the role in Play School? Because there's a lot of arts and craft in that show.
There is. I thought I'd be really good at the arts and crafts section because I used to watch Play School, of course, growing up, and that was my favourite part, watching Noni, you know, create world out
yes.
of, you know, the garbage can. You
and
know,
toilet rolls and, in. Yeah.
But when I came to actually doing the craft, I had to stencil. I had to sing the song about the elephants balancing on a string, and I had to make a stencil of the elephants on the string onto a piece of calico, and I had to use different coloured paint. So there was a yellow elephant and a blue elephant and a pink one, and I peeled back the stencil. They were all
oh my God.
Smudged.
You've got all Tonya Todman on us.
They were all smudged, and they wouldn't use my one for the web shot.
Oh, like, no.
That's
did you,
terrible.
Did you cry and throw your toys in the sandbox and chuck a tent?
And I grabbed Big Ten's head and said, we can't do this anymore. It will be in our trailer.
Oh, look, Jemima would have been right behind you as well.
Now, Jolene, we have to ask, are you named after anyone in particular? Is your name, does it have any story?
I do believe it involves Dolly Parton. My dad liked country western music.
No, wow. Have we got something
well,
in store
we
for you?
Have we got something in store for you? We're going to play Jolene for you as well. But tell us a bit about Rush, Andy. When's
all
it on?
All right, Rush, it is back tonight, Network 10, 8:30. Get your dinner sorted and have a TV dinner tonight because it's a great show. Support Aussie drama and watch Rush and Jolene Anderson, of course. Thanks, Jolene.
Thank you.
Here's a version of Jolene you wouldn't have heard. It's the live version with Dolly Parton. Have a bit of a chat before it starts. Thank you for calling up. Great chatting to you.
Bye.
You're listening to Andy Adrian on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to andyandadrian.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.